Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Wife, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host Barbara here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
I sure am. Hi, Johnny. How are you? We have
Good.
A special guest today.
For Medium Monday is what it is. Now, how long have you been? Your name is Joyce Keller. How long have you been doing medium work?
My entire life, Jonathan. And thank you for having me on. It's a great honor to be with both of you. And I mean that
yeah.
Really.
Thankful.
He's also a fellow May 28er.
I'm sorry, say it again, Jonathan.
A fellow May 28er.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Well, I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. They were born the same day.
It's like Taurus, correct?
No, Gemini. Gemini.
Oh,
John,
Gemini.
Do you remember the Gemini birthday show you had about last year, I think it was?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All of us were born either on the same day. I think we were all born on May 28th. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Us and about two other people that were born on the same day. And it was just weird. It was interesting to have that many people. I never talked to that many people with the same birthday. I mean, it just, I think what I thought was kind of interesting about you is that, I mean, when you do medium, let me ask you this question, though. When you do medium work, is it different than doing a psychic reading, or are they the same thing?
Totally different, and yet you can do both, because once your third eye and crown chakra opens, you can sort of blend it together, and sometimes you'll be doing a reading for a person who's asking about employment, and their mother will come through. That goes into mediumship, because once you start crossing over and bringing people in who are from the other side and they're saying, hi, your mother's here, that becomes mediumship. So there's the difference. One is mundane and it's your life, and the other is the connection to spirit. So hopefully we do both.
I've heard that? I've heard some people say that mediumship is sort of more serious than a psychic reading. A psychic reading is usually very relaxed, but the medium reading is usually very much more solemn, or if that makes sense. Is that true?
Okay, no. And I'll tell you why. Humor is so important, bringing in higher than normal energy. Singing and humor raises the energy. I have been in psychic circles. Yeah, it's really important that you have fun. I have gone to many, many circles or seances, or call them what you will, where people sit around and bring in entities, sometimes real, sometimes fraudulent, but, you know, use your discernment. But the thing is that when the spirits start coming in, they ask you to have fun and to joke and to enjoy the moment. Enjoyment is very important, which is why the name of your show is so important. Life, laughter, happiness.
Yeah.
We're doing, like, one of the things that we're going to be doing eventually is we are going to be doing, and I'm leaving this up to Barbara to make this decision, but we're going to be having a medium come on and channel Hugh Hefner. And, you know, we're going to put this on our channel, you know, when it comes up. And I think that's something that I was talking to Barbara about, because she has a lot of friends that are going to be a part of that.
They want to. They were all about it, Joyce. You're my first choice.
Barbara, you knew him. Didn't you know him personally?
Oh, yes, I stayed there. Oh, yes, for many years, and I stayed there, and, you know, nothing went by Hef. I mean, I shot, like, I've been on 14 covers, traveled the world with Playboy, been one of their spokesmodels, lived at the mansion while I was doing all my shoots, and, you know, went to all the parties, wrote him his birthday cards. He was always so nice, and, I mean, he knew what was going on, and, yeah, he appreciated people who represented his company well, because everybody was asked to do a lot of those extra events and gigs, so he knew, and when you said that you felt him close to me standing, That was really interesting. Yeah. I liked that so much because I always wondered if he liked me very much because the girls in the 90s, he was married when we came along. So we didn't really get that big bond with him like some of the others. So he did have a special place for us in his heart. He did tell people that he never got to know us like the other eras.
Well,
late 90s,
you know,
yes, but not early 90s, like me.
But you have his presence so close to you, and yet you indicate that you don't do mediumship work. Is that correct?
No, I don't do the work, but I experience it. Just since I have been working with the show, being around so many psychics and different paranormal, you know, experts, I started to open up and open myself up to it. And you know what? Amazing things have happened just since I've moved down here. And it's in a certain place in my house. I stand in a certain place and I can get into that other realm. I was able to have an outer body experience during a afternoon nap where I knew I had to get up. So it was kind of like sleeping, but not. And I know I was having one. And then now I can have it just conscious. I can have them conscious. And I wanted to ask you if you've ever heard of this. I feel like I'm just streaming tears of the joy and like this beam of light. Orangish red is just like going out into the universe, like straight out, always in the same direction from my apartment. And I come out of it and I'm not even like wet. It's not, there's no tears. And I was just like streaming tears and feeling like I was. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, yes. I think the beginning point of that, and I think I understand your question. We have a variety of bodies. There are 7 basic bodies, I believe. And the physical body is the first one. Then you have the astral and so forth. But if you were experiencing that and you were kind of out of body, that's more like the astral zone. So if you were crying, it would have been out of body and you would not have had physical wetness or tears on your face. So I guess you had the experience. That makes great sense. That's really beautiful. Barbara, people need to know more about you. You need to talk more about your Playboy Bunny experience. I find that fascinating. You have to be
there.
Did you? Okay.
Now,
yes.
I must say,
I was grumpy that
like
day.
To...
Hold on, Johnny. Johnny, I just want to say I'm sorry. I was a little bit edgy and not in a very good mood that day because of finding out about my ex-fiance's passing. And I said, you know what? The show must go on. I'm okay, Johnny. But I wasn't in the best mood. But thank you. If you found that interesting, wait till I'm in a good mood and tell the story.
Sorry.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But when is that going to happen?
Anytime, because I actually do like talk. I like talking about it. I have fun. I have a lot of fun. And the others, when I interview them, they spark up memories of mine. And it's just been so wonderful being able to connect with these ladies again. I mean, I feel like no time's passed, but some of them I haven't even talked to for 20 years.
You still have the costume and the little tail, little bunny tail?
Oh, they never let the women, they never let us keep them. They had your name on it, and they put it in the closet in their wardrobe at the studios, but they, no, you know they would never see some of those back. Oh, my gosh. We wanted to keep
that's
those
terrible.
So badly.
No,
I know.
Oh, we have some calls. Mm-hmm. Would you like to take a call?
I would like you to introduce me first, and then we can see.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I thought I had. This is Joyce Keller, and you were, I believe if I'm not mistaken, you were on the longest running psychic radio show. You're also in the book, the top 100 psychics and astrologers in America. And did I miss anything?
Well, sure. Yes, that she's going to be on every Monday, and we're super excited
about
it. Oh,
yes, she's
going to
be on every
Monday.
Okay.
At
9:00
p.m.
Yes, at a different time.
I'll give my My website first is my name, just joycekeller.com. I've written 10 metaphysical books. I'm working on my 11th book, all bestsellers, none self-published yet, but probably the next one. And Oprah is my close friend. I've been on her show many times and named just about anybody, and I've been on their show. So I'm kind of out there. And someone asked me recently if I had a good PR company. And I have to tell you, I have never contacted any shows. They always contacted me. So that's how you know you're dealing with someone who's genuine. So I wanted to give myself a little plug first. But thank you both for the opportunity.
All right.
Oh, you're welcome. And just the things that you've said and related to when people have called. We've had you on the show, and Johnny had you on the show before me. And there's a long history
there.
And there are so many things that were just like, there's no way you could have known. And so it's just like, oh my Johnny, she's just the real thing. I mean, it's just amazing. And so I am overjoyed that we have you regularly now on Mondays.
Okay.
So thank you. And
well,
did
I introduce you okay?
Oh, it was wonderful. Thank you, John.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, I want to make it worthy of a May 28er. Now, I'm going to go ahead and the first person on. This is 954. You're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is that person? I'm sorry. What
Hello.
Is
that person? Hello.
Hi, George.
Area code 954.
Area code.
Yeah,
954.
My name is Mary. Nice to hear you, Joyce.
Okay. First of all, I can't hear anything. Everybody's talking at the same time. I need to know a birthday clearly with no one else speaking up first. I don't care about your name, but I do need your birthday, please.
12/8.
Is there a year with that?
43.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. All right, my darling. Do you have a question, please?
Well, anything you pick up regarding my health and my financial situation?
Okay. I love doing health readings. I'm not legally supposed to do it, but I do it anyway because you're supposed to see – I'm supposed to tell you to see a medical professional, and I'm not. But my guides always help me, so I will do my very, very best. I noticed that you have a very strong interest in all things metaphysical. Obviously, or you wouldn't be listening to the show. But you have a lot of energy in the head. So
yes,
the head
for
is
sure.
Very predominant, very predominant head energy. So it's like your third eye is overactive on top of your head. Do you have headaches?
No.
But your head is really predominantly.
But I have a busy head.
Primary,
a busy
very,
brain.
Very busy head. Okay. Now, as far as your health, you have at the time of your birth, which is why I asked you, you know, for sure what your birthday was, you have Mars, which is an indication of health in the sign of Gemini. Funny, we were talking about Gemini before. And that has to do with arms, shoulders, hands, the extremities of the body, that way. So do you have a specific question, please?
I just want to know if I'm going to another specialist who I had not seen before. I'm returning, and I'm wondering if she's going to be helping me with some issues I've been having for some time.
Okay, so the new practitioner that you're going to see is going to help you, but what you really need is to address your immune system. I feel there's a failure in your general immune system. You need to bolster that for starters before you have any kind of further testing because it's not going to be accurate. And I could make recommendations, but that would be really illegal. I'm not supposed to do that. But I know what you need. I can say one thing. Something we all should be doing right now is taking vitamin D3 or going out in the sun.
Yes, I do. I
heard that.
Yes. Well, that I'm allowed to have to be very careful. But that I'm allowed to say. And your heart.
I'm getting a lot of background feedback right now.
Yes,
I'm
getting tremendous feedback also. I can't hear anything. And it's like I'm about to be disconnected because I'm getting a signal that I'm not going to be able to continue the call.
Johnny, I had it on mute, so it's not me. Put yours on mute because they hear a lot of background.
Yeah, I mean, I just saw the 201. I think she got disconnected. Let's wait for her to call back. Right. Okay.
I remember her, Joyce. Joyce, I remember. Oh, I remember you from last time. And you were asking about a certain healthcare person. I mean, you had names and it was it wasn't a medium though. It was a different person you talked to, not Joyce. So maybe you're going to be able to get somewhere.
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay, so you
think that call back.
Can you still hear me, or I can still hear you?
I can hear you. Johnny, she never was gone.
Yeah, I was waiting for Joyce to call back.
I haven't disconnected. I'm still here.
Oh,
okay.
I didn't know.
But we don't have Joyce on, because Joyce got disconnected.
Oh, no.
Give me 1 second.
Yes, caller. Could I get your name again? I just didn't hear it.
Mary.
Mary. Okay, yes, I do remember you. Okay, good. Are you glad that we have a medium on every Monday and we still have our great psychic on Friday?
Absolutely,
yes.
And I'll be glad if she picks up on anyone in spirit. I'm open to that,
well,
too.
Yeah, that's what I'm more excited about.
Joyce, are you there?
I don't hear her.
Okay.
I have noise canceling earphones now. I just got them a few days ago. So I don't think it's me, but this is unfortunate that this is happening. We were so excited.
Okay, let's try. I mean, I'm sure we'll get it back. Let me try again here.
Okay, so Mary, I just will chat with you for a second. Where are you from again?
I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, that's
nice and warm now. It was cold for the spell.
Yeah.
Oh,
give
yeah.
Give me 1 second.
I heard that too. Okay, so Johnny is doing his best to get Joyce.
Well, Mercury is retrograde now, so that's about par for the course.
I remember that. That was like last summer, wasn't it?
Well, we've got retrograde right now.
Oh.
It won't be changing until the 20th.
What kind of things are happening?
February 20th goes direct.
What kind of things are people experiencing with
that? A lot of mix-ups right now in telephone, communication, car problems. My AC went yesterday, but it got it fixed. Verbal communication. I thought a neighbor had passed away or moved away, and it turned out to be a different neighbor, and that was kind of strange. And
she says that she's been trying to call in.
Oh, good.
Okay. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you something. I forgot what I was going to just ask you. I wanted to ask you if you've got your coronavirus shot or have been offered it yet.
Well, actually, it's been very difficult for people to really nail down appointments, and I'm kind of wanting to see what the one dose is going to be like. And if that is going to be a little more successful. So I'm waiting to see and what will be available and kind of evaluate. I'm not a vaccination person. I had one flu shot one time I got a reaction from, but I'm just waiting to see what happens.
Yes.
I'm not saying no yet,
curious.
But I'm not yes, you know.
You know, different states are different, and I know that my dad is still waiting, and I just noticed your birth year, and the same as his, so I know
that
it's time.
Joyce, are you there?
Yes, but there's so much feedback, I can hardly hear you.
Okay, let me try this. Let me try and see if we can do this here. I'm going to see if I can connect you here. Okay, Joyce, are you there? I tried to connect you. see here. Okay, Joyce, are you there? Okay.
We still have feedback.
Can you hear me okay? Is everybody, can everyone hear Joyce?
I can hear you, but not.
I can. I don't have, I never heard feedback. It's kind of like it's raining, it sounds like.
That's how it sounds to me, but it sounds like rain plus feedback. So is there
okay.
a way to clear the line? Like, can you press the clear button?
Well, I mean, what I did was I three-wayed you in is what I did. And is it like you hear static, you just can't hear what everyone's saying, or?
I'm getting feedback, static, and whistling. Like, it's all it's just tremendous feedback. Like, you need to clear the, I don't know what it's called, the cache?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? So that the line will be clear. And for me, I hold down the control button and F5 on my computer before I do the Blog Talk Radio show, so I always have a clear line.
Oh.
Well, I didn't know you could do that. Let me try this again.
Yeah.
Control.
You're in a cache.
Is that what it's called? Okay. A cache? C-H-C-A-S-H?
I always call it a cache. Yeah.
Well, I don't
like that. Maybe, maybe it's cache.
But I do know how to clear up the cache. Let me try this for a second. Let me see if I can.
Okay.
All right. Clear browsing data. Okay. Clear data. Okay. All right. How does that sound?
I think it sounds much, much better. So I'm going to hang up and call you on the other number. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Perfect. Bye. Oh, that's good. You know, it's a blessing in disguise that that happened because now you know to clear your cache, cache or cache,
yep.
right before the show. I mean, Joyce Keller's been on Blog Talk Radio for how long with her own show,
yeah,
Johnny?
Yeah, have a pro. Yeah, somebody who's done it, you know, who knows a little bit about.
How many years has she had a show on Blog Talk?
Well, I don't know how many years. I'll ask her that when she comes back. But you know, it's the see here.
Can I ask what happened with Karen? There was Karen used to be on the show.
Oh,
and I haven't
heard
her in a long time. I would love to hear her again.
All right.
Well,
Joyce is back on the show. Tell
you,
Joyce.
Johnny will tell you later. Okay,
yes,
I'm test
back
it now.
The line it's much better. Thank you.
I can hear it clearer.
So what's happening?
All right.
It sounds
where
clearer.
Okay, we were her birthday is 12/8/43.
Okay. And you were asking about Karen, is that correct?
No, just wondering if she's ever coming back on the show.
Oh.
Oh, okay, because I just came back on and heard somebody asking about Karen, so I had no idea. All right, so
I'll talk to
you
about that.
You're going to have a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm still here.
So what is the question, please?
Oh, I was asking questions about a new specialist I'll be seeing and whether she'll be helping me with a health issue. That's one thing I was wondering.
Okay, the health issue, right. I feel it should be very, very helpful, but as I was starting to say before we were disconnected, and I do apologize, I have no idea what happened, that you have to take a little more control of your immune system. You said you're
I'm taking multiple vitamins and also probiotics, prebiotics, and I'm also
going
holistic too.
Excellent. It's wonderful. I'm very happy to hear that because you have great energy and you have great ability to understand other people. You're able to relate to people very, very well. I know you're asking about health, but I don't think that's really going to be a problem. I think you're going to be okay with this new doctor. I want you to just say something about you. I did not get your name. I'm terribly sorry.
Mary.
Oh, it's Mary. Okay, Mary. I wanted to just say that you have a tremendous change coming up. for you. That's going
in
to be for the better.
Area? What area would that be?
That's in the area of home. Either you're, I don't know if you feel like selling your home or something to do with the home.
I'm renting. I sold a home a few years back. I'm renting at
right.
this time.
Big change coming up. Are you considering buying it?
Not really. I wasn't too happy with the situation I went through in the past, and it kind of discouraged me from doing that again.
Right. You're going to make a decision one way or another about your home, and it's for the good. You know, it's the correct decision. Whatever you decide is going to work out very well for you, Mary. So I wanted to just leave it with that. Don't worry about your health. Your health is fine. You're doing everything right. You're seeing a specialist at the end of the week. It's all okay. You're going to have a long life. You have a good way to go yet. So, Mary, thank you, and God bless you.
Okay,
you,
well, thank you for taking my call.
Thank
okay.
you.
Wow.
Wow.
Well.
Thank you. That last bit of message, that last bit of info was great. You're going to have a long life. Wow. That's good to know.
You're a good supporter. I can I can use your support, Barbara. Thank you. And you can
try. Right. Okay, so our next caller is area code 205.
Hello, caller. You're on with Joyce Keller. How are you? What is your birth date, please?
Hi, Joyce. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for taking my call, Joyce. My birthday is 2/6/1973.
So you just had a birthday. Happy birthday yesterday, day before yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Yes, I did. Thank you. Thank you so much.
But you're supposed to celebrate all week.
I am. Yes,
good.
I have been celebrating. Yes, my question is, Joyce, my daughter lost custody of my two grandchildren last year in May. This is a 4-year-old boy and a 6-year-old boy. And I want to know, when we go to court, which we have been going to court every 3 months or 4 months since she lost the kids, but this time when we go in April, I'm supposed to learn if she, since she have stipulated to the court, whether she'll get the children back. Do you see her doing what she's supposed to do? To get the children back.
Okay, let me start out with the first thing I'm receiving for you. At the time of your birth, you had the moon in the sign of Pisces, so I know that you are a super psychic yourself, and you have psychic dreams, and you have all the answers you need coming to you when you're sleeping. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Second of all, you can never, with that moon in Pisces, you should never drink or use drugs of any kind because you overreact. You're super sensitive. So you have to be very careful with that. Now, with the children, there's a battle going on, and money is involved. And if you were to put, you could solve this very easily with a huge amount of cash, which is a terrible answer, but it's the truth. It has to do with hiring a lawyer who has serious legal muscle, and then she'll get her children back. I suspect that the lawyer that she has may not be able to do the job. Is she happy with her lawyer?
She's not really happy with her lawyer. No, her lawyer.
No.
She's not.
Does he have a partner?
She had a partner.
No. Does the lawyer have a partner? Does the lawyer have a partner?
Oh, okay. No.
All right, my darling. No, she needs better representation. If she doesn't,
okay.
I was hoping that the lawyer had a partner or someone around him who could represent her better, because she's not getting adequate representation at this point. But you have until April. So I'm thinking she may have to shop around a little. Has she already paid this lawyer?
It's actually a state-appointed lawyer, because at the time all of this happened.
That is not. No, that's not good. That's not going to do it. You may have to put some cash out. because there's a chance that she could really lose the case. But this state-appointed lawyer, that's what I was afraid of. I'm not happy. I'm not happy with that answer at all. What do you think?
And so, well, I have the kid, and who she's going to lose the children to is me, because I've had these children since all of this happened. Yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry if I miscommunicated it. Yes, she
lost
the kid.
Well, don't help with the lawyer then. I'm sorry. It's not funny, but right? Wow.
Yes, of course.
Well, you got it, the true answer.
Sure. I don't know your name, but I have your birthday. So I can't really address your name. That's fine. I don't need names. Keep it private. That's fine with me. I'll call you February
5th. No. Patricia. Patricia is my name.
Okay,
Patricia.
All right, Patricia. Yeah. That's the answer. I'm not happy with this whole situation. It's a mess. Now, Patricia, if you could push a button and get what you want, would you get the children back to their mother?
I would. I would give the children back. The children wants to be reunited back with mom. They miss her. Every time mama comes over, they are under her. Mama, mama, mama. They miss mama. And I miss mama raising her children.
Of course.
So
of
I would.
So where do we stand with this? I mean, I told you what Spirit told me to tell you, and now it's up to you to tell me or tell all of us what you think you should do. Remember, everybody has free will on the planet. God has given us free will.
Yes.
So what do you think you should do, Patricia?
Right now, as when it comes to putting up money to attain another lawyer for her, at the time that I, before all of this happened, my life was nursing school and I'm working. And then when all of this happened, then I had to come out of school, and then I eventually, the job ended. I have a 6-year-old remote learner and a 4-year-old that I'm sort of like the daycare worker to him. I just kind of alternate. And so I don't have the funds to hire an attorney. I do pretty much good with, keeping raising the children. I am
do you
at
think
this
that
point
your daughter...
trying to...
Go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm sorry. You said my daughter.
No, we're all listening to you. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, at this point, I am hoping that the remote learner can go back into a traditional learning, and I could put the little one in daycare and then make some type of move forward toward school. I've actually registered for classes because at this point I am going to have to initiate everything all over again. I'm not in the program. I'm going to have to try to get back in the program.
Well, Patricia, what I'm hearing for you is that you're supposed to continue nursing school and you're supposed to get the full nursing degree that you were working towards. And this is, you're hitting a bump in the road, but it's okay. Now, is your daughter able to take care of the children? My feeling is that she may be an unfit mother, but the children want to be with her. And she has grown up a lot. She has improved a lot. So I think if you explain that to the judge, she's still not what she should be.
You're right, George. She's still not. And she's my daughter, and I know her. And I'm a mother. And so I understand what it is like and what you're supposed to do and nurturing, structure, protection, well-being, and all the things that it takes to raise children and what is expected and, sacrifice and your duty as a mother. And she's still lacking, Joyce. She's still lacking a lot
I know that. I realize that. But the children want to be with their mother. And is there a possibility? Tell me your daughter's birthday, please.
Yes. Her birthday is October 14, 1994.
Okay. I feel... She has a lot going for her. She's beautiful. She has everything the way it should be, the way she wants it to be. If I asked you, does she miss her children, what would you say?
Dearly, she cries to me. And I'll try to be there for her, too. Yes.
Why do you feel she's not able to be a good mother? Because I can see she's very intelligent.
Because she won't stop smoking marijuana. And that is what the court is telling her she needs to do. And she has been down this road one time before, but the children were not removed from her for 6 months. She had to go to test and, you know, test to make sure she was clean. And she did that. And then she started smoking again. She had a bad accident. In another county, and the state trooper called me, and they took her to jail. And from my understanding, I've been hearing that she's still under the influence. She's still smoking, and she's supposed to have 6 tests, clean tests, by April, so we can move forward with unsupervised visits. Days, because her visits are supervised by me, and yeah, so we were hoping that she would. She said she would. She promised. She said, "Mom, I'm not doing anything. I'm not smoking." But I just heard today that she is. She's smoking.
Okay.
Oh my God.
You know, I don't have an answer because you know what? If I say anything, it's not going to be helpful. She, first of all, she's calling you every night and she's crying because she misses her children. On the other hand, she's going against the court orders and she's deliberately sabotaging herself. So how can any of us possibly help the situation? All I can say is thank God your grandchildren have you, because your daughter is deliberately sabotaging herself, and I have no answer to that. She's using her own free will. So obviously there's no answer. No, I'm really sorry about that, but she has to take those tests and prove that she's clean. When she calls you at night and she's crying, what do you say?
I tell her that I cannot do this for you. I can't do it for
That's
you,
right.
Janae, but I am here for you. I'm here for your baby. I've sacrificed some things that I was doing for myself to see about your babies until you get yourself together, because you are my baby. All of y'all are my babies, and so this is what you do. And so if you see and know the type of mother I have been for you, then I'm willing to help you be that type of mother to your children. But key word here, key word. You're going to have to put the work in, and you're going to do it by yourself. I can't do it for you. And
Patricia, no one can even tell you that you're enabling her, because you're saying and doing all the right things. And you are a victim of the whole situation, and so are the children.
Yes, ma'am.
So unless your daughter goes into extreme rehab and really comes out clean, you're going to continue to be a victim, because I feel it's really a shame that you are not back in nursing school where you belong and getting ready to get your degree, because you have wonderful healing abilities about you. So I'm going to end the call on that note and wish you well and pray for you and for your family. And thank you, Patricia.
Yeah. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I love you all. And please stay safe. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. God bless you. We love you.
What a nice lady. You need a lot of energy for that, especially when you're getting older, you know, to take care of little kids. It's a lot of energy.
Yeah, I mean, she put her dreams on a shelf, and so many of us have to do that. So, Barbara, you have such a good heart. You're so compassionate. You have to do reading.
Oh,
I'm going to push you.
Thank you. Oh, I know you do. You like to let me try, but then I get a little nervous.
I do too. Look at the last reading. This last call you just had, that would make anyone nervous.
Yes, yes.
Our next call
it would, you know what makes Johnny nervous is making callers wait. When the callers are waiting, he gets a lot of anxiety. But it's like they still can hear the show, Johnny.
Okay, let's do 1 minute per call. See, I'm used to coast to coast, where we do 1 minute per call. We do thousands of them.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll help like move it along for you. Yeah. Hi, caller. You're up with Joyce Keller tonight.
Hi, Barbara. This is Lori, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hello, Lori.
Hi.
Lori, first
May 28th. May 28th, right?
Yes.
I'm psychic.
Is there a year?
She was one on the show with you guys.
I thought
you
so.
Do?
Is there a,
okay.
Can we have a year with that, please, Lori?
Yes, ma'am. That would be 1966.
Okay. Is there a question, please? We're trying to make it very fast so Johnny doesn't kill us. Go ahead.
Okay. If whatever resonates with you more, whether it would be career, but my true heart question is family. I am estranged from my family, and I'd like to know or get any kind of perspective or insight. Is everybody fine? Has anybody died? Is anybody in ill health? Yeah.
Okay.
It's a rough
Has
one.
Anyone died? It's not funny.
No,
funny.
Really.
Because I think death is really a wonderful experience. Don't do it unless, you know, God says it's okay. But death is wonderful. I've written a lot about death, and it's really not at all anything to be feared. You have the moon, the sign of Virgo, so you're very critical of yourself and of those around you. So you have made it very hard for some people. It's funny. They don't really see the real personality because you seem like you're very funny and nice and pleasant, which you are. But underneath that, there's a stubbornness. You have Mars in the sign of Taurus. You have the North Node in the sign of Taurus. That's the bull. The bull is not giving an inch. So if you want to realign yourself with your family, Lori, you've got to do some heavy-duty giving, even though they're of lesser involvement than you are.
Nope.
See, you want it fast. That's the fastest I can do.
Aw. Yeah, it's a matter of, if you kick a little puppy dog in the nose so many times, that little puppy dog is going to have a broken nose, but we'll still survive, right? I'm that little puppy dog. I've been kicked so hard, and not just in many dimensions, as in they've told other people not to talk to me.
Okay, so they stopped talking with you. What else did they do?
Just things that are nasty, and any logical person would say, okay, well, if I go back to that situation, putting myself in the line of fire, so I don't need to put myself on the chopping block. I love my family. But it doesn't come back. Yes, I'm stubborn, but I've got such a strong sense of justice that they don't like it.
Well, okay, I understand, and I agree with you because you have so much Gemini energy, obviously. You have both the Sun and you have Mercury and Gemini, so you're very much like Jonathan and I are. We're very resilient and we bounce back. But you come to a point where you've just had enough, and that's what I feel has happened with you. You gave and you gave and you gave, and you were kicked for it. So please remember, everyone listening to this, as we move forward into the new dimension, which started December 21st, 2020, at the end of last year, we entered the golden age. Those of you who are of higher dimensions, like Lori, like Jonathan, like Barbara, You know, all of those people are going to be severely tested emotionally. Folks around us cannot grow with us and evolve. We move away. And that's all I can tell you. That's it, Lori. You have to move away from them. They're not growing. You know, it's painful.
No.
But you know what? If they're not growing and they're not evolving, there are going to be huge changes on the planet that are just starting. And the folks who are so stubborn are going to be left behind. It's as simple as that. So keep moving into the light and keep being of service. And thank you. And God bless you.
Yes,
thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Lori. At least Lori,
wanted to say
one thing.
Real quick.
You have a good husband, I think. Yes, go ahead, Lori.
Well,
you hung up on her. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Because we're trying to go by Jonathan's rules. The rule is...
No. No, I'm sorry. I thought she was done with the crossing.
Well, I do know that she has a wonderful... I do know that.
Because
she's called...
Yes.
Yeah, she's called so much. I kept thinking, well, why... You can let that go then. I mean, if you've made efforts to contact them. I mean, you've got to know when to be able to let it go or it might eat at you. But she wanted to ask you if they're okay. Well, you know... If you really, really do care, Lori, you're going to have to just call them or, you know, ask. And if they don't get back to you, you've got to move on. You've got your new family, which is your beautiful husband. You know, I have had to do this with some girlfriends lately that were just not growing.
Mm-hmm. See, this is a time of growth and change, whether we like it or not. So many people are holding on to the third dimension. Like your girlfriend, for example.
Right.
And if they're not rising to the occasion, you have to say bye-bye. You just cannot be pulled down. So it's harsh.
No. And we also had a show about boundaries. I think boundaries are very – you have to set up your own boundaries. If you don't know what your boundaries are, then you are going to find yourself very frustrated a lot. So
absolutely.
I set my boundaries up. Yeah.
You see, Barbara, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm saying. Do more of that, what you just did. The reading you just did.
Oh, I love these shows. I love these shows when I can talk about deeper things. I mean, this is why I just am so addicted to doing this. And, you know, Johnny, we love doing it every single day because we do like to have experts on and get deep and, you know, not just have a fluffy life. I love this stuff. This keeps me going. This gives me energy. And I also wanted to talk to you, Joyce, about, I mean, I just remembered about the vaccine, how it's like, it's here, people are getting it. While you were off the line, because I noticed that the first callers was the same age as my dad, which that's the age that are getting the vaccines. And I know how you feel about the vaccines. And we were researching that a lot, you and I. And then I thought, this will be so far in the future. I didn't know they would have it this soon. How are you feeling about it?
Well, I'm horrified. that's all
yeah.
I can say. And I don't want to ruffle feathers, but I know that we're being lied to. Just remember that this whole vaccine thing was copyrighted. Is that the correct word? Copywritten and owned way before somebody said something. I didn't hear what they said. But it was copywritten and owned way before the virus actually began last March, a year ago in March.
Oh.
So it was very manufactured, and it's going to be continuously elevated. But I feel that in the spring, I'm very, very unsure about this, but the way it feels now, because things can change, along around May, you're going to see a decreasing somewhat a lessening of fear. Everything is so fear-based. I knocked on my neighbor's door to see if he was okay, and he came to the door. And normally he says, oh, come in, you know, it's all fine. But he wouldn't even open his door. He opened it a crack, and he said, I can't speak to you because I haven't been vaccinated yet. I also know, this is really driving everybody crazy, and I'm just out there running around. I have shorts on and no mask, and I'm just saying, a little crazy. You know? I feel that we're being treated like animals, which being and people are being fed right into it. They're believing it, and I feel that it's wrong. You have to know the truth. Now, I'm not saying don't be vaccinated. I'm saying do your homework. Find out what's actually in the vaccination. When I ask people who are getting ready to line up and wait for their vaccination, I say, please, I have only one request. Do your homework. Find out what the actual ingredients are of all the different types of vaccinations and say, do I really want aluminum injected into me? Do I really want early Alzheimer's? I really don't think so. So,
I know. Joyce, we cannot warn them, because when I found an article and posted it, it was just a repost from Instagram to Facebook, simple. And I shared that with you. They took that down off of mine.
Oh,
they took
all of mine down constantly. All of mine is taken down immediately. But the fact is that the news media is a disgrace. We're not being fed the truth, and it's really, really quite bad. So I would say you're on your own as human beings, and doctors who are honest are kind of in a bad spot, because they do care. There are so many doctors who really do care, and they don't really know what to do about the situation. So many of these people are my personal friends and clients, and it's a problem for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
So homework,
I just wanted to touch upon it, because whoever's listening, now they know, hey, do your homework. Like the lady, when you were disconnected, she said, you know, I've never been big on vaccines. I'm going to wait it out. I'm just going to stay careful, I guess, and just wait it out, because I don't want to do it until I really know what it does to the other people, which you say we'll find out. You think we'll find out when? In a few months?
Well, I don't know if we'll ever really find out the truth, because the numbers are so skewed. But I do know that around the month of May into June and July of this coming summer, there's a lessening of deaths. And, you know, they're bunching, as you know, all kinds of deaths into that one viral cause. It's not really the case at all. Some of them are, you know, dying of other causes. So there's a lot of misconception, a lot of lack of truth, a lot of loneliness. It's unnecessary.
Right. Yes, because
you know,
of
like
the insurance.
Right. It's all very
so
fear-based.
They write it off to
and
COVID.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, so people are coming from a fear-based place when they should be coming from a place of knowledge and understanding and love and truth, and that's not happening. So I wanted to say that.
That's good.
I think we have time for maybe one more caller. Do you want to get another caller?
Oh, that was like that.
You're the boss.
Okay. 856, you're on the air.
Hi, caller. You're on with Joyce Keller. How are you tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Who is it? I only hear a television. Maybe they don't know they're on.
856, are you there?
Hey, it's your turn.
Okay. I didn't really screen that one. Let me try another one. I'm going to go screen this one. I'm going to go screen a call.
Okay, I would like to ask. Let me ask you a quick question while he does that. Do you see signs, like when you're just out and about, like if you've wondered about somebody who you've lost, do they show you a sign?
I'm not sure about the question. Are you speaking about me specifically, or are you talking about people in general?
Somebody that you've lost and you're sad about, and you wonder if they're around. I mean, you personally can feel them, so you feel them, but do you also see a sign, like, I mean, literally a sign it could be, like you could drive by and see that person's name on a sign, but it's really the store name, but the same name as the person that you're missing and wondering if they're near you and you were feeling like they were, but you weren't really sure, but then you saw a sign or something, like maybe your song came on, or
absolutely. License plates and music. I'm sorry, Johnny.
Right, we have a caller on, but just area code 212. Her name is Karen.
I wanted to answer the question.
Okay.
So, you don't
yes.
want to answer
Johnny,
the question?
We were in the middle
can,
of
I answer, can I answer the question or not?
Sorry about
yes.
that. My apologies.
Okay, I just wanted to quickly say, yes, of course, there are signs. And if you just tune into it and listen to your dreams more than anything else, record your dreams. The more you record, the more you'll get. And Spirit is just thrilled to contact us and to communicate. I'm sorry, John.
Okay.
What was the caller?
That's okay. We have, for the last caller, we have area code 212, and her name is Karen. Are you there, Karen?
Yes, hi. Thank you.
Karen,
hi,
birthday, honey. We have almost no time.
I know. I feel like I should wait till next week.
No,
I want to say I'm so glad you said all that about the vaccines. I'm so wonderful. And I also
Karen,
think
birthday.
Worried about my sister.
Give me her,
I'm
her
not
birthday.
Sure she's growing beyond 3D. But anyway.
Okay, do you have your sister's birthday? Anyone your callers ask about, folks, please. I don't care about your name.
But
give me the birthday of the person you're concerned about. But tell me your sister's birthday, please. And I will ask Spirit if she is going to go beyond 30. Go ahead. What is her birthday?
7/28/53.
Okay. 7/28/53. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. And you'd like to know if she's going to move beyond 3D or if she's going to be left behind. Is that the question?
I guess so. And I'm hoping, assuming that I'm moving on, and I could, you know.
If you're asking a question like that, Karen, of course you are. You would not be asking that question if you weren't part of the group that's bringing in enlightenment to the planet and awareness.
Awesome.
No, with your sister.
I've been doing a lot of work.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I said, awesome. I have been doing a lot of work. Yes, thank
now,
you.
Your sister has the moon in the sign of Scorpio at the time of her birth, so she's very, very metaphysical, even though she keeps it hidden. She doesn't really want you to know who she is. She keeps a lot of herself to herself, and she's also super emotional and very much into a coiled-in baby position, like she's feeling sorry for herself. But she has a very good heart, as you do also, and yet she is going to move forward because here's the good news. At the time of her birth, she had the North Node in the sign of Aquarius, which says, absolutely, but you have to keep talking to her and encouraging her because she's very resistant. But she's going to be fine. And Karen, thank you so much for that question. Such a beautiful question. I just love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. I love this show.
God bless you.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Oh, they seem so happy to talk to you today, Joyce.
No,
they really
did. They want to talk to you, not me. They want to talk to you and Jonathan.
Well, it's hard to find a medium that is really real. Or, you know, maybe they're real, but they're not quite on. Or, you know, they're not really giving anybody anything. But, you know, it's just, I've experienced
Barbara,
it with you so much.
Barbara, I just wanted to say one thing. Our birthdays are the one thing about us that we cannot change. We can change our noses, God knows I did. We can change our hair color. We can change everything. But you cannot change your birthday. That is an imprint that you receive before you're born. And that tells you the basic pattern of, it's your blueprint, the basic blueprint of your life. And then after that, it's free will. So that's why I ask the birthdays. I don't care about names. But I just wanted to say that. Fine. So if we do
yeah,
this again,
well, that, yes,
why I need,
that's
I need
interesting.
That birthday, you know. No.
That is interesting.
I even tell people,
okay.
On my radio show, I tell people make up a name. I don't care, you know. Don't.
Right.
You can protect your identity, but give me your accurate birthday. So
the birthday.
That.
That's
so,
powerful. No. It is a powerful energy, really, when you're born, because that's the planets where they are. That affects, obviously. It's the universe. It's all working together. It mattered. But a name, hey, I could change my name to Sandy tomorrow, you know? It's not going to affect that energy field.
You understand these things. That's really very important. I get very, very grumpy, though, on the air when people don't tell me their birthdays. It's the one thing that you can hear me kind of begging. I had to ask this last caller three times for her birthday. So So
yes,
that makes,
Johnny, do you want to screen that? Why don't you put that in your screening for Joyce next time?
I'll do
to
that
always
next time. I'll do that.
Make
next
sure
time, and I'll
to
make
say
sure
hey
in the description of the show.
Yeah, because I didn't say hey with your name this time. I just said hey, welcome. It's your turn. You know, it's your birthday.
You guys have. You both are so great, and I really appreciate this opportunity, and it's just wonderful. It's a very cheerful thing at a time that people are feeling kind of not so cheerful.
Well, we like having you
so
here, you know, because I think one of the things I was going to say is you are a free member of Blog Talk, where I'm a paying member, so because you doing the things on the Mondays, it gives you a chance to have a longer show, which I like, and, you know, I also should add that the reason we do it at 9 as opposed to 8 is because you do a lot of humanitarian work. Am I right about that?
Absolutely. And I don't talk about it, but I do a lot with people who are crossing over. I help them to leave and not to be afraid because I've had near-death experiences, and I know that dying is really glorious. And my husband passed away in my arms, and he came back immediately because he was so metaphysical. And we were speaking to the undertaker, making arrangements for his funeral, and he was standing right there, and he was there immediately. So some people sleep for a long period of time. Other people cross over, and they're immediately aware. They go through the tunnel, and
I wanted to go ahead and say that because I think that's interesting. Because today, a lot of people were wondering, you know, why are we on at 9 an hour later? That was why, everyone. Because she does a lot of humanitarian work, and she requested to be on an hour later, and that's why.
I'm very sorry.
No, I like it. It was a nice change,
really?
Actually. Yeah, I think
thank
it's
you.
Just fine.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I was basically calling positive energy to the fact that you were doing the humanitarian work. Am I right, Barbara? I mean, it's just... We would be willing to make a change in schedule for something like that, you know, because it's important, you
thank
know, what
you.
You're doing for these people.
Yeah. And besides, you don't want me to get any tickets on I-95, right?
Of course not.
I don't know if you know about I-95, but I'm always on I-95. And there are so many accidents and so many people rushing. Florida is crazy, you know.
You don't want to be
thank
driving
you.
And trying to concentrate. No, and I also just wanted to shout out again your website, which is very easy. It's your name, JoyceKeller.com?
Yes.
That's what I typed in. It came right up, Psychic Medium Joyce Keller. And there you can read more about Joyce and what else she's doing throughout the week and her shows. And you know what? I was listening to some of your shows. I really love your son. He is cool. I love your relationship. Yeah, you guys are cool.
Oh, my son. My son, the chiropractor. You know,
yeah.
I used to have
Dr.
a nice
Scott.
I thank you for saying that. I've had that show. First, I was on New York radio, and then they dumped me when they went all Chinese, and that was a regular AM/FM radio station in New York. Then I went to Blog Talk Radio, and I've been there for about 5 years, and I was perfectly happy to be by myself. But recently, my son said, "Wouldn't it be a good idea for me to be your co-host?" I said, "Oh, sure, okay." So
yeah, I was shocked even so. He's like really into it. He's totally the professional. He keeps it moving. Yeah, he's really knowledgeable. But I would love to talk to him about the chiropractic stuff. So maybe I will come on your show because you offered it for like 10
Please.
Minutes. And then, yeah, I want to talk to him because I quit doing chiropractic. I'm worried about it since a person I know died from it. But I used to really love getting it done, and my neck is killing me. So I don't know, you know, what to do.
Well, I know that you're not in Florida where we are, but why don't you find a natural chiropractor, someone who works, and a lot of chiropractors are very afraid now of touching people. So find a chiropractor who's good, someone who recommends who recommends natural healing techniques to you. Say, well, I think your body could use this.
I have a question. Okay.
Okay. A referral.
Because, you know, we're sort of, you know, I think getting out of the COVID soon, we are planning on when me and Barbara are going to meet. And there's, I don't know if it's okay to say this on the air, Barbara, but there's several possibilities of how we're going to do this. Do you mind if I mention this, Barbara, or would you rather me not say anything?
No, you can, that would be fine. Go ahead.
Okay.
If Joyce
well,
has time, it's 7:05.
There's one possibility is that, you know, she comes to see me or that I come to see her. Now, which one do you see happening?
I think it's more likely that you would go to California. And
okay.
I think that after your birthday, it's very probable. I don't, honestly, I don't really see Barbara coming to Florida, but it's possible. It seems more likely that you would go there. I don't know what you guys have cooked up your sleeve,
well,
but I know that it's going to be good.
I could finagle it. Yeah. I found out my ex-boyfriend from literally 30 years ago when I lived in Nashville, he turned into he's super successful, and he has an extra home. And it's like how many minutes? Like 4 minutes down the way from
yeah.
your beach house? He has a beach house.
Right.
And, you know, from time to time we get together as friends, and he has a huge house. So I contacted him and I said, hey, can I stay there if I come out and do the shoot with Johnny? And he said, sure. And he gave me his address right away. And we saw it. Yeah, it's close.
Come to Florida. We would love to have you in Florida. But I know that last year before, the reason I said that is that I know Johnny was all hopped up about coming to California, excuse me, before all of this COVID stuff started. So I thought that plan was continuing. But if you come to Florida, that's even better. So
yes,
be great.
I think so. I think it's going to be tough on his parents. And, you know, they worry about him traveling and being taken care of properly and all of that. They would have no care in the world if I did it that way. So that's why I thought of trying to make it work.
Then I could see you also.
Yes. And I didn't know you were that close to Johnny. So are you close to his city?
No. No, we're actually in different time zones of Florida. I'm on the East Coast, and he's further along, more that way, more toward the west.
Oh,
so
I would.
More like an
I would
hour.
See you, but I would come over and see you. Hey, Joyce, I was going to mention, because you said the vitamin D thing, and I've been reading up on that too, and there's nothing like the real sun for the vitamin D. So I go out there every morning, I just like, yeah, you know, put my head up. It feels good. Leaning up against a tree, put your face, get the sun, the real vitamin D, but it's only a certain, it goes across America. It's like a line. So you're either above it where you're not getting enough vitamin D, the potency level, or you're not. I think I'm in it, and I think you guys are in where you get enough vitamin D just from the wonderful sun.
Absolutely, and that was very well said. So you've obviously done your homework. Good for you. And what about you, Jonathan? Do you go out in the sun?
Actually, no, but, I mean, I want to do it soon when, you know, things start calming down. There's a lot of things I'm worried about. Like right now I'm going to see a doctor tomorrow. I'm going to go, you know, I'm really nervous about that. So ears, nose, and throat doctor. So,
why are you nervous about it?
Well, I told you I was worried about having sleep apnea, but then you said that I was a May 28, which means I was indestructible. So,
you said you were nervous about what, Johnny?
Sleep apnea. I'm worried about sleep apnea.
Oh, apnea. That's the word. You broke up. I didn't hear what you said. Well, apnea. Also, they'll give you some sort of mask or something to wear. You look really ridiculous. But
yeah.
If it works, it works. You know what really helped a lot? My husband snored a lot, and he had sleep apnea. So I went to a Chinese doctor who gave him a ring to wear, and in the center of the ring there was an opening that hit both acupressure points on his pinky. And
oh,
after
yeah.
that, he was really, talk about Chinese people being smart, they are.
Cured.
And after that, there was no snoring and there was no apnea. So, this is the best. And Western
it's
doctors,
amazing.
They should really, you know, catch up. Catch up.
Exactly. That happened to my dad. It's that same kind of a bracelet around his wrist. He used to have the worst wrist pain. And he only has to even wear one. And it's the whole body is cured. And he, you know, from being a pilot all those years, doing the knobs, you get, you know, a lot of shoulder and wrist problems when you're older.
Of course.
It's gone.
Yes.
It is right away, too. And he wears it all the time. So it's the same kind of something in the ring was the same as the bracelet. I wonder what that is because it's like magic.
It has to hit. Well, the body has meridians running throughout that end on the feet. Now, I also wanted to include one other thing. I don't know if we have any time left, but if you work with the meridians or the lines on the body, or on the palms of the hands or the soles of the feet, you can cure just about anything. And a doctor was saying this week that if you were to take oil of oregano, not the kind on your pizza, don't eat pizza and try to get away with that, but take the actual oil of oregano, and you rub it on the soles of your feet, and you put socks on, and you go to bed, you will not have any kind of viral problems at all. It'll kill all viruses.
Oh.
But you have to do it faithfully and religiously. You have to coat the bottoms of your feet with oil of oregano. Like, get the real stuff. You know, and yes, absolutely. I mean, the soles of the feet are so important because if you study foot reflexology, you'll know about the importance of the feet. And the hands.
Yes.
You can do it actually with your hands as well. And I would say, I spoke with my Chinese doctor recently who said he has a 100% cure rate for people with any kind of viruses at all. Chinese medicine is so advanced, as is Korean medicine and Japanese medicine.
It really is. And they, I do the feet soak. Okay, I went to Seattle to visit my mom. I'm from L.A., so I was Marina Del Rey at the time. I walked on the beach barefoot every single day. That's just what I did. And I had no toxins coming out in the bowl. And my mother thought, oh, you're from L.A., you're going to have tons of toxins, I bet. You're going to have bubbles of yucky water when you're done. It was clear. And my mother's was all, it pulled out toxins, this bath, the Chinese bath. The foot bath. She goes, well, what do? You walk on this? Do you live by a beach? You walk on the sand? I'm like, yes, every day. And she goes, that's why the sand pulls out your toxins. It's probably the same kind of thing as the oregano deal.
Absolutely. And if you have any kind of emotional problem, mental problem, anything at all, physical problem, if you put your feet in the ocean, you know, just watch out for sharks, and you put your feet in and just kind of stand and let just your feet stay in the ocean water, and then walk on the sand, I really think you can cure just about anything. So
I'm
going to
do that because I can. I'm going to do that. Thank you for that, just saying it, and the encouragement and the wisdom behind it, because I've been under all of like anxiety, and I've been watching all these YouTube videos trying to like come out of it, like control, you know, meditate, breathe deep. You know, I lost a person that was very close to me due to COVID recently, but then, you know, I was best friends, like, well, do we really know? Just like we were talking about, I mean, you know, it could be just something they wrote on the insurance form. So I feel that he was ready to go. He was tired. You know, he was older.
Yeah.
He was tired, just, day in and day out, and then the COVID, and then the, you know, no clients anymore because it was a thing that you had to touch people for. It was just really his life. And a big, huge, wonderful community lost somebody great. I mean, an icon, legend type person. And I just was kind of wondering also if you felt him around me, because right before, that's why I was talking about signs, I didn't even know he had passed. And I was reaching for things he gave me before, like this iPad I hadn't listened to, iPod, sorry. For 6 months I hadn't listened to it, but I felt the urge to get it off the top of the refrigerator and charge it so I could listen to some of his songs and other things, just like I mentioned to my daughter, a cute little story, which I don't normally just like think about him that often. And then I found out the next morning early that he had passed away. I'm wondering if you feel anything.
Yes, what I'm feeling is that you're a natural medium and he was communicating to you and you picked it up. I mean, that's how it really starts, listening to the voices, that's those little voices that we hear, rather than committing ourselves to mental institutions, listen to those voices, not the ones that are drug-induced or, you know, psychotically induced, but the ones where someone like this gentleman is actually speaking with you and he's telling you something. He's going to be communicating a lot through you, Barbara. He's going to be speaking much more. He's going to help you with your mediumship. And he says he wants to work with you. He has great fondness for you. And he's very happy that you were able to, you know, able to start tuning into him like that, because he's very new to the other side. How long have you been over there? A couple of
just
days?
Since the 24th.
So?
I said the 24th.
Yes.
24th.
He tells me it's a short time. So it's a very short time. And
yeah.
He says he's just adjusting very well. And you're helping him because apparently you have prayed for him or sent him good thoughts, and he's picked that up. Prayer is very, very important because that will help those who cross over to grow in spirit. It helps them to be elevated and to come out of where, you know, wherever they may be. Prayers really are elevating. So when you
well,
lose
yeah,
someone,
he was my
important.
Hey?
You know?
Oh, thank you. He was my ex-fiance, and that's the whole reason I moved out there a couple years ago to Arizona. I moved my whole life out there to marry him, but I had known him for 18 years. He was a ballroom icon. Champion, seven-time Latin, the first guy on PBS, you know, I mean, everybody loved Ron. So then the last years, you know, it's been a couple of years since we broke off the engagement, but we were close. We just recently went to a wonderful outdoor Hawaiian-type concert in San Diego, and I am so glad that I did that. I'm so glad that we made amends.
Oh, yeah.
Breakups are hard sometimes, yeah, and because I would have been regretting it right now so much.
Well, you know, as you're saying that, he's applauding you. He's giving a big sign, like a big high five, and he's applauding, and he's saying thank you for everything. But you have helped his crossing more than you realize. He is appreciating the positive energy that you're sending in his direction, so you've been very helpful to him. He gives a great message
Good.
Of love and appreciation. So.
Oh, well, thank you. Now, you know, it shocked me so much, Joyce, that I was thinking I'm slower than most everybody. I see everybody writing their posts and stuff, and it took me so long just to absorb the shock, then go through the emotions. Then, okay, now I can write, and it's like, oh, my gosh. Now, that's why I've had so much anxiety, because it's like, okay, this is the deadline to get the photos in for the slideshow for the funeral, and you know what I mean? It's just like I felt slower than everybody, and then, like, gosh, I have
but
to write
Barbara,
this, and mine's more intimate.
He's asking you for a favor. He's asking you to start a diary or to start writing your feelings and start writing about what you're receiving. He's going to do a form of automatic writing with you. He's going to be giving you messages, so he's going to be working with you that way. So start, get a brand new notebook. I guess it should have lines in it. And a new pen and a new notebook, and start using it. And at first you feel like you're not receiving anything. On some days you won't get anything. Other days you'll get a lot. And he's going to have he's bringing in other teachers to work with you as well. So you're going to start with automatic writing. It's going to take off from there. So there are a lot
of
surprises.
Hey, he loved, really, a lot of surprises too? Because
yes,
I felt like he was my mentor always. And you know what I told his best friend? For 3 hours we spoke on the phone the other night. I said, I don't even feel like he's gone. I feel like he's right here with me. And he wrote me poems.
Absolutely.
And he told me he's never written anybody else poems.
Right, because this is why he's talking about writing. So, look, I love you guys very much. I'm going to go now, but thank you very, very much for having me on the show, this opportunity. And I thank you, Johnny, especially. Thank you, Jonathan.
Okay, let's do the shout-out.
Thank you, Johnny. Okay, thank you, Joyce Keller. Go to her website and check her out. See if you can maybe book her, if you still do that. I don't know, Joyce, but she has a lot of books, and you need to be reading them, and I want to get one too. So, Joyce K. LifeLaughterKeller.com. And follow us, please, on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube. And you're going to be able to find this show and all of our other shows right there. And please subscribe while you're there. And visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, because I'm busy posting everywhere all day long some fun stuff. And you know what? I like it because I don't have to be Barbara Moore. I could be like, you know, work on other subjects and, you know, music and things like that. I don't have to be the Playboy Playmate Barbara Moore model. I can just, and I'm having fun, but I don't think anybody ever goes and visits it. I don't. So please do. Thanks. Got to be firm with them sometimes, Joyce, right?
Right. She disconnected.
Where is she? Oh, she left. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Our other psychic does too. She's like, bye. So anyway, thanks everybody. It's totally fine. And thanks for listening. And that show helped me so much. I'm glad I got my little question in at the end because I would have, well, I could have just called her at home. But thank you, Johnny, for everything you do.
Thank you.
And you have a good night, too.
Good night, Barbara.
And the rest, too. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.